It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Today's show, that voice. Today's sad news comes from the golf world. The gentleman who was the longtime starter on the first tee of the British Open, more properly called the Open Championship, to briefly introduce each golfer, passed away today at age 83. I never knew Ivor Robson's name before this morning. However, I will never forget this man's unique player introductions at the first tee of the British Open. If you watched any of the telecast of the Open beginning in 1973 all the way through 2015, you likely heard this unmistakably pleasant voice introducing a golfer preparing to play his first shot of the day to the fans surrounding hole number one. In a world where some people, including yours truly, tend to say too much, Ivor Robson and his unique Scottish accent make me smile every time I heard him at this annual golf major. I gleefully would ask my wife to come into the room and listen as this man would announce the next player up. On the tee, from the United States, Tiger Woods. He would never say anything wordy like, on the tee, winner of 15 major championships, including last week's John Deere Classic, by an amazing 8 shots, by the way, let's welcome back to St. Andrews 3-time Open champion, Tiger Woods. Nope, Ivor Robson would announce every single golfer exactly the same way for 43 years. Didn't matter whether your name was Jack Nicklaus or Jack Squat. Whether you were the greatest golfer in history or a nervous first-timer, this affable gentleman would calmly announce your name to the crowd assembled around the first tee in the exact same unique style. Now, this man's voice was not a booming, deep baritone which sounded like the Almighty himself. In my opinion, his voice sounded a little bit like comedian John Cleese of Monty Python fame. Robson's calm and distinctive voice would rise in pitch as he said the player's name. On the first tee, from South Africa, Ernie Els. And the golfers really loved this man, too. They got a kick by attempting to do their own personal imitation of Ivor Robson's vocal introductions at the first tee.
Okay, gentlemen, I'll let you go. On the tee, from Northern Ireland, Rory McIlroy.
And on the tee, Louis Oosthuizen. Sorry, Ivor.
This is match number one.
On the tee from Sweden, Henrik Stenson.
Luke Donald.
On the tee from England, Tommy Fleetwood.
And on the tee from England, Justin Rose.
From 1973 through 2015, Robson's voice was unique to this one particular golf major. Like the Open itself, he traveled to different golf venues every year to be the official starter on the first tee. From Scotland's Muirfield, Royal Troon, Carnoustie, and Turnberry, to England's royal courses like St. George, Liverpool, Birkdale, and others, Ivor Robson was always a constant. His sunny smile and brief player introductions at the first tee delighted thousands of the assembled patrons and millions of us watching at home. Breakfast at the Open became required television viewing every summer for us true golf fans. And since there's a 6-hour time difference between the central time zone here, where I live, and the Open, live television coverage in the U.S. starts at daybreak in mid-July. Hearing Ivor Robson's brief player introductions on the first tee was just as important as having your TV tray ready with your preferred breakfast foods and beverage ready to go as you settle in front of the TV early on a Saturday or Sunday morning. On the first tee, from Northern Ireland, Rory McIlroy. And traditions are quite important to us golfers. For example, the Masters Golf Tournament features a few of golf's greatest players hitting a ceremonial first tee ball to begin Thursday's opening round. And at the Orlando-based Bay Hill Country Club, Arnold Palmer, while he was still with us, would sit around in his own chair at the 18th green at his golf tournament to shake hands with every golfer as they exited the course. These unique courtesies have helped build goodwill with golf fans and the players, too. Back to the Open, Ivor Robson's friendly welcome at the first tee and his player introductions to the crowd brought a smile to everyone and helped relax the most nervous golfers prior to their opening shot. On the tee, from England, Lee Westwood. I can still visualize the grin on the face of the golfers as they would then wave to the crowd and tee up their golf ball on the first hole. Over his career, Ivor Robson announced nearly 19,000 golfers at the first tee of the Open Championship. Despite this cushy job of a starter, he was on his feet for a long time every day. The trickiest part of the job was to be prepared for the next group arriving about every 10 minutes from the crack of dawn through mid-afternoon. More than 140 golfers per day would require Ivor Robson's services on each of the first 2 days of the major championship. He said, "You have to be careful drinking water and eating if you're standing on the tee that long. Luckily at St. Andrews, the clubhouse is just behind the first tee if you really need to go to the toilet. I don't have big dinners or go to the bar in the evenings. You can't. It's too demanding a job. You just wouldn't last long if you did." Ivor Robson was unique to men's professional golf and the Open in particular. That made me think about a few of the other unique sports voices who will forever be linked with their time covering televised sports. Here are a few other memorable voices I can think of. John Facenda of NFL Films. Now, you've heard that deep voice of this man on the NFL documentaries about important football games from bygone years. That phrase, "the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field," was one of his most memorable lines. A former news anchor in Philadelphia, John Facenda was the primary voiceover guy for NFL Films for nearly 20 years. He was inducted into the NFL's Hall of Fame in 2021 for his legendary audio work. Nicknamed by NFL fans as the Voice of God, John Facenda died in 1984 at the age of 71. Here's another one, Vern Lundquist of CBS Sports. In 1986, a 46-year-old Jack Nicklaus rolled in a 15-foot birdie putt on the 17th hole, which provided a one-stroke margin of victory at the Masters. Vern Lundquist's famous "Yes, sir!" call as the ball dropped into the cup is replayed every single year and still evokes a very joyful memory for us golfers. In addition to golf, the understated, at least as announcers go, Vern Lundquist was the primary play-by-play voice for the CBS Saturday afternoon SEC football games for more than two decades. His enthusiasm on the air made even the most boring football games fun to watch. Now 83 years of age, Lundquist has retired but still returns to the 17th green at Augusta National every April as part of the CBS broadcast team. Another memorable voice, Vin Scully of NBC Sports. Now many in the sports world, me included, shed a tear back in 2022 upon learning of the passing of 94-year-old baseball broadcasting legend Vin Scully. For 67 years, that's right, 67, he was the play-by-play voice for the Brooklyn Dodgers, which then became the Los Angeles Dodgers. In addition, the versatile Scully worked for CBS and NBC, covering Major League Baseball, NFL football, and PGA golf tournaments. Scully is best known for his easygoing on-air style. He could deftly weave interesting stories into the broadcast to make it feel like he was having a personal conversation with each and every viewer. He was simply one of a kind. Scully received the Presidential Medal of Freedom Award in 2016. Here's another memorable voice for you. Howard Cosell of ABC Sports. Yes, who can forget Howard Cosell? And if you've heard that boxing phrase, "down goes Frazier," well, that was Howard Cosell too. His longtime coverage of Muhammad Ali's boxing career made both of them household names back in the 1960s. This nasally and frequently bombastic New York sports writer turned broadcaster became part of the original trio covering the ABC Monday Night Football franchise along with Frank Gifford and Don Meredith in the 1970s. Self-nicknamed Humble Howard, his unique voice, style, and opinions vaulted him into a national celebrity. He died in 1995 at the age of 77. And one final totally distinctive voice we all know, Dick Vitale of ESPN Basketball. A former college and NBA coach, Dickie V was hired at ESPN during the network's infancy to cover college basketball. He quickly became one of the most recognized voices in all of American sports. His genuine enthusiasm for college basketball transformed him into an icon on college campuses anytime ESPN comes to town. Phrases like, "This is awesome, baby!" or "Better get a big T.O., coach," are uniquely his. In recent years, our lovable Dickie V, now 84 though, has dealt with some very serious health issues. First, it was lymphoma. More recently, a type of vocal cord cancer. This week, Dickie V spoke literally for the first time in 7 months as his vocal cords have now slowly improved. He wants to return to ESPN's college basketball broadcast beginning in late November. Well, I say, take your time, coach. We'll leave that microphone hooked up just for you. Those are a few of the unique voices which have enhanced my enjoyment of televised sports over the years. So rest in peace to the Open Championship's Ivor Robson. You are already missed by millions of golf fans. Thanks for the memories. I'm Swamp Swami.
On the tee from South Africa, defending champion Louis Oosthuizen. Tom Watson from South Africa, Charles Watson. On the tee from Denmark, Thomas Bjorn. On the tee from the USA, Phil Mickelson. On the tee from Scotland, Colin Montgomery.